Hey y'all, I am so excited to be here. My name is Daniel Stevens, and I am the Disaster Relief Manager for Samaritan's Purse here in Australia. I want to get into a little bit about some of the work Samaritan's Purse does, but I really just want to more just get into kind of a little bit about my story about how I ended up here and in this role and with the time that I've spent with Samaritan's Purse overseas, because my story started in a room very similar to this. It's kind of how I got into global missions, was at a conference very similar to this. In the last few years of my life, I've spent over 10 years overseas. Six of those were in Sudan. I was in Sudan both during the first war, after independence, and through the next war. I've lived in refugee camps and rural villages and been in war zones where planes were dropping bombs and all sorts of stuff. I've also lived in other parts of Africa. I've been in lived in Central America, South America, Asia, kind of all over the world, mostly doing disaster relief work. And I think that the question that people ask me the most when they hear, when they kind of meet me and hear what I do is, how did you get into this? How did you get into this type of work? So I'll tell you, if that works, okay. I'll tell you a little bit about that story today. So when I was in university, I attended a mission conference very similar to this one. And it was through the presentations and the speakers that I heard, that was when I first started to develop I think God first started talking to me and to my heart and really about going overseas and doing missions work, specifically in Africa. There was something about to me that really just touched my heart, people that were forgotten and kind of just desperate and just kind of the least of these. That was really something that spoke to me. So at that point, when I was in, 19, 20 years old, I started praying, God, if you'll just tell me, like, I'm willing to go and serve you. I'm willing to be a missionary. I'm willing to go overseas. Just tell me. Just give me, like, tell me, give me the calling. Tell me what you want me to do. And I prayed that for a number of years. And guess what? It never came. God, I never felt it. Never came. I grew up in a church tradition that taught that you needed to discover God's calling for you. Some people called it God's will, some people called it whatever, God's will for your life. But there was this idea that there was this calling that each of us really needed to hear directly from God and kind of understand that. And as a teenager and even in my 20s, like, I just struggled so much because I was so frustrated because I was praying to God, like, just tell me what to do. Like, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to go. Just tell me. And I was so frustrated because I felt like that God just wasn't speaking to me. He just wasn't telling me. And it just left me in this place where I was like, God, don't you want me to do this? Don't you? I mean, if I'm willing to go, don't you want me to go? Just tell me. Just tell me what you want me to do. Then when I was probably in my early 20s, I was at another missions conference with my church that I was going to at the time. And I heard my pastor, who was talking about world missions, and he said something that just completely changed my whole mindset on it. And what he said, he started talking, and he was like, if there's some of you in this room who were praying for God to tell you whether you needed to go overseas, whether you need to go and do missions work and that stuff, and you may be frustrated because you feel like that God isn't talking to you. And I was like, yes, you're definitely speaking to me. That's definitely where I am. And what he said was this. He said, stop praying for God to tell you something that he has already commanded you to do. He said, the Great Commission is already there. We've already been told to go to all the world, all the nations, and preach the gospel. So the burden of proof is no longer on God to prove to you that you need to go. You've already been commanded to go. The burden of proof is for now for God to tell you to stay. So at that point, it changed the way I prayed. And I started praying, okay, God, I'm going unless you tell me to stay home. Changed my life. Absolutely changed my life. And that's why I'm here now. It's like that one time, that one decision completely changed my entire worldview. I think that sometimes there's this myth of how we see God's will, that it has to be this great manifestation or a voice that tells us what to do. And I think in reality, it's like Scripture's clear that we're all called. We're not all called to the same thing, but we're all called. That's very, very clear. If anyone here is anything like me, or anyone was like me, I feel like that for so long, I waited to hear that still small voice while ignoring a perfectly straightforward command, perfectly straightforward verse. So I changed the way I prayed. I started praying, okay, God, I'm going unless you tell me to stay home. And that's what I did. So I eventually, right after I graduated university, I connected with a missions group very similar to one of the ones that's here tonight. I ended up raising support, going to South Africa. I was in South Africa for a year. It was a group similar to like YWAM that took young people overseas. South Africa, after my year in South Africa, I moved back to the U.S., but still had this heart to be overseas. That's when I first joined Samaritan's Purse. And went to South Sudan. I went to South Sudan for 1 year and ended up staying for six. Again, that whole time, I probably am an unorthodox missionary, because in that whole time, that I never, even that time that I was in Sudan, South Sudan, I never felt this great calling on my life to be there. What I found instead was that when I obeyed the command and I went, and I got involved in areas that God was already working, that I found him there. And then I found purpose. And once I found purpose, it was over. Like, you can't go back. Like, once you find something that is bigger than you, and what you can give your life to that, and something especially that's kingdom building, over. Like, that was when I knew that I was in, and that was what I was doing. My time in South Sudan taught me a lot of things, but one of them is really how important meeting people's physical needs is in giving us a platform to share the gospel with them. And that's kind of the ethos of Samaritan's Purse as an organization, is international relief, disaster relief, coming in where people are struggling and tragedy and hardship and disasters, and it bringing hope in that sense by providing the physical aid, because the physical aid gives us a platform in order to share with them. One thing that I tell our staff and our volunteers all the time, that even though our organization says international relief or disaster relief, at the end of the day, we're not a disaster relief organization. We're not an international relief organization. We are a hope-bringing organization. And the difference is very, very important, because disaster relief is the tool, because disasters give us very unique access to people and places in the world that we would have no business going, in the Middle East, or even here in Australia. We've been all over to villages and rocked up to people's homes after a flood or a bushfire that want absolutely nothing to do with the church. Last thing they want to do is talk to a Christian. But because of a disaster, we have unique access to them, and we've been able to come into their home and speak to them and talk to them about spiritual things. And disaster relief is the tool that allows us that access. But I always tell our guys, never confuse the tool with the mission. Like, the mission is people. Like, the mission is the kingdom, and it's people. It's an exciting thing that we've been able to do both here in Australia and all around the world. And I would encourage, I don't know everyone's background here tonight or what all of you guys are doing here, what you're doing, but I would say, you know, if you feel that calling, if you feel that idea of like, there's something in me that just says I need to go, just talk to one of these organizations here. As I said before, we're all called, but we're not all called the same. Not all of you are going to, or not everyone here is going to fit the mold of Samaritan's Purse, you know. Disaster relief is really good for some people, but it's going to be completely different for others. Another thing I tell our team all the time is that not everything that comes from heaven has your name on it, but something does. Something does. And I genuinely believe that with the organizations here tonight and what we do, that something does. And it's just our responsibility to just say yes, just say yes to the command and do that. So thank you all for letting me share. If you want to know anything more, feel free to just grab me by the table and talk more. Thanks so much.